The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Let me welcome to studio Gary O'Sullivan and Eric Leonard. Gary is with the Kildare branch of the Secondary School Crisis Action Group, and Eric Leonard is with the Stillorgan Secondary School Crisis Action Group. And they're here to talk about school enrolment and school admissions. Because the fact of the matter is that almost all secondary schools in this country operate their own admissions policy. And while they might be broadly similar, they're not absolutely similar. And it means that a lot of the time, kids can find themselves falling through the gaps. So, Gary, talk to me a little bit about this from your experience.
I suppose in October 23, we applied for the first time for our son to get a secondary school place for September 2024. Along with a whole cohort of other people, we were aware of the issue from the previous year, so we applied to multiple schools. We applied to a total of 8 schools. And when the first offers came out a number of weeks later, we found that we hadn't an offer for any of the schools. And we're on a waiting list for all of the 8 schools, ranging in positions from 31 through to 387 on these schools. So we were in a situation, along with many other parents and children, anxiety set in. We didn't know how to navigate the system. We didn't know where we were going to find ourselves in the coming months and whether or not we would have secure a school's place. So we formed the Secondary Schools Crisis Action Group in December 23. And again, it was to deal with all of the anxiety that was there and to try and understand and navigate our way through the system. We eventually did secure a place for our son, which was a relief. But again, I guess it's the anxiety that we and all those parents went through at the time. We learned a lot about, I suppose, home tuition as well, because that was the resort if you didn't secure a place, which is a kind of a daunting experience for any parent.
Yeah.
Because again, you'll get 9 hours tuition a week paid for by the Department of Education. You have to find the tutor. And we did discover a lot of children that from the previous year were receiving home tuition. So again, we had to work with those parents to try and secure a place for them as well.
So Eric, there's a couple of issues here. One is whether there's enough school places in a given vicinity, and you know, I mean, if there's not, people are going to lose out. But even where there are places, you've got this problem of ending up on a waiting list in every school, and then you've got kind of one child has got kind of multiple acceptances kind of in the given area. And in advance of this, because I haven't got to this point in our house yet, so I looked up what the admissions policies were if the schools were oversubscribed, the schools closest to where I live, and I was surprised all three have slightly different versions of admissions policy. One of them very straightforward: sibling in the school you're in, after that it's a lottery. Well, sibling in the school, child of a teacher, yeah, then it's a lottery. Yeah. The other one, sibling in the school, child of a teacher, nephew or grandnephew of a priest, because it's the diocesan school, and then it's a lottery. No, then child of a former student, then a lottery. And then the other one had child with additional needs at number one. So yeah, they filled the special class first, and then kind of a version of what I've just said. So it's different in every school. That's part of the issue, is it?
It is. So in our area, in Stillorgan, it'd be more of an established, urban area of Dublin. So a lot of the schools would be what would be called the voluntary secondary school sector. So the typical, as you mentioned, a diocesan school. So
yeah,
they all have admissions policies that are designed to preserve the ethos of the school, the religious ethos. So they select based on if you have a sibling in the school, and then if it's a parent or a grandparent previously attending the school.
A grandparent even.
Yeah,
right.
So up to 25% of places. And in our case, our son, we live 600 metres from the nearest school. And my son, because he was the eldest and because I'm not from the area, he ended up on number 60 on a waiting list. That then is contrasted with the community schools, which are and the Educate Together school systems. They just operate a catchment area, and if your sibling is in the school.
Yeah, the sibling thing I think most people would accept makes sense.
Yes,
you don't want to end up driving to 2 or 3
correct
different schools.
Yeah.
So absolutely get in the siblings first.
Yeah, yeah.
And then after that, it's kind of hard to justify anything after that. The grandparent thing, that's mental.
It is, and it's very hard. And in the case of our area, there was 55 boys who applied from the secondary school, from the primary school to the secondary school. And of the 12 boys who didn't get a place, all 12 were the eldest in their families with fathers who weren't from the local area. And all 12 lived within a kilometre or two of that school. So
yeah,
then there'd be other children who would have got places whose maybe grandfather went there, and they could live maybe 20 kilometres away. So it doesn't make sense from a planning point of view, sustainable transport point of view, you know, and it sort of has an effect of hollowing out the community and not serving the community the school is supposed to serve.
Yeah.
Because children then have to travel outside to get a place, you know.
Yeah, I have to, just as a personal preference, I don't have any time whatsoever for this. I want to go to the school that dad went to or kind of granddad went to. I mean, it's all nonsense. Ultimately, the education you get in almost every school in Ireland is the exact same. And that's whether you pay through the nose for it or you get it absolutely free. I think there's an awful lot of nonsense around schooling. So, Gary, how would we simplify this? What are the suggestions?
I suppose standardisation of the enrolment policy would be a starter for, so you have a common ground across all applications for all schools. I also believe that, I suppose, the centralised system would give us real-time data because what we are seeing, if you go back to February of last year, Minister Norman Foley was on radio stating that the issue, particularly in Kildare, was down to oversubscription because of duplication.
Yeah.
Of the applications. 7 months later, Norma Foley was advising parents to apply to multiple schools to ensure. So again, there was that issue. But I think a centralised system will give you more transparency, will give you real-time data in terms of a preferential situation. To give you even an example that we're seeing in one of the schools we represent locally in Kildare at the moment, we've currently got, in this school, we've got 35 children on the waiting list. 15 of those children have only applied to that school. So they have no other option.
Yeah.
They've only got the option to go to that school, but they're on the waiting list. There's 5 children on the waiting list that have accepted a place in another school, but are remaining on the waiting list until their preference comes up. And we have vice versa. We've children who've accepted elsewhere, etc., which kind of makes up the numbers. That's the scary bit, because locally,
and the parents of those kids, you can understand the situation that they've applied. This is maybe the closer school to them, or for whatever reason it's close to work or activities. We want to go here, but we have to accept here by a certain date. We better accept it, but if this place comes up in the long run, it's going to be better. Let's wait on the list.
Clogs the system.
Yeah.
There's no movement.
The system incentivizes parents to make these decisions.
It does. It certainly does. But I think the central, having a central forum or portal will ensure that the first preference of where the child wants to go, at least you've got that. That will identify where the real pressure points are in terms of the lack of school places. We're also seeing a big issue this year, in particular in Kildare, with special education need places as well, because we've one of the feeder schools to one of these Kildare schools has one of their feeder schools has 6 children with special education needs coming through. And there's no place available because you're limited with the cycle of, you know, you've got first to 6 years going through that cycle. They've got to go through or drop off the other end to allow a place to become available all the way through due to, I suppose, the underprovision of infrastructure again.
One listener says there needs to be a national central application system. In Ennis, they have one in the schools. One application with your preference, and it works great. I hadn't heard that.
There's two. There's actually Limerick. It operates in Limerick,
well.
Limerick and Ennis. They're the only two. It was suggested last year that was going to be kind of rolled out across the country on a national basis. But again, there is the local side of things where it's got to be managed.
BS around secondary schools. Oh my God. Anyway, don't get me started on it. Eric, what's your suggestion?
Yeah, so I suppose the first step is, as Gary says, standardisation. All the schools derive a lot of their income from the state. So the state needs to have a standard system. The Education Act delegates a lot of responsibility to the individual schools, the trusts and their patrons. I think they need to update that a bit. And whilst still allowing a degree of autonomy, it needs to be much more simplified based on a catchment area and siblings, and that's it, nothing else. We've encountered situations where parents who might be from a different faith get put to the very bottom of the list just for that. And that's not a good way of trying to, you know, if there's a demand issue and there's less places than there is students looking for them, the last thing they should be doing is selecting based on religion or anything like that, or where their parents or grandparents live. So once it's standardized, then if you have a central database where you can see where, as Gary says, the pressure points are, it allows the department to plan better. And there are some cases which we've heard in the last few days with primary schools where they're very small now and they have to maybe close them. So
yeah.
It does come in cycles. So, you know, you don't just always have an oversubscription issue. So that's kind of where we'd be going with
The admissions policies as well, Gary. They strike me that the documents, they're kind of slightly oxymoronic, because they all go out of their way to say, here's all the grounds we won't discriminate on, and kind of, you know, gender, sexuality, ethnicity, religion is there. Yeah. Yet the exact same document, even on the exact same page of the exact same document, they talk about the importance of faith and faith formation as part of the ethos of the school. I mean, you're one or the other.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And again, but just on the planning side of things as well, and again, the provision of additional schools places, like whilst the department has rolled out a lot of investment in terms of new schools, etc. And if I take our local village in Prosperous in Kildare, we've been promised a new school for the last 10 years. It was only in the early part of 2025 when a planning permission was achieved to build this new school. That'll probably take another 5 years before that's realised. So changing a school that we have currently with approximately 500 pupils to bring that up to 1,000 pupils. And again, you've also got the added issue then of teachers and the availability of teachers to service these schools as well, because you are doubling the population in that local area. Again, I think it comes back to that, I suppose, pressure points and understanding where are the real pressure points in Kildare North in particular. And again, if you look at the Section 29 appeal at the moment, where you fail to achieve a place and you apply, you submit a Section 29 appeal, that's probably another failed system. But what we have learned from the Section 29 appeal, which has been advised to us by the Department of Education, is that the highest level of Section 29 appeals this year is Dublin, and second is Kildare to that.
All right. Listen, Gary, thanks a million for joining us. Eric, you too. Gary O'Sullivan and Eric Leder, both with the Secondary School Crisis Action Group. Gary in Kildare, Eric in Stillorgan.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.